RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Work on your material.
Now, back to
Dillard and Wibbs
on 95.7 The Game.
Nick Friedell, 13 minutes away.
Can't wait.
I can't put my finger on it yet. I'm going to see if Nick can help us.
On what's wrong? Marvin Gaye, what's going on?
Oh,
brother, just, brother?
Anytime, I mean, I guess this is more than just sports, but when you see something and you're like, This should be working better than what it is.
Yeah.
Go back to the Warriors. I'm not good with the years. Just a few years ago when they lost, when they beat the Kings and lost to the Lakers.
That would be 2023.
Yeah.
Okay. The year after the title.
So three years ago.
They go to game seven.
2.5 years ago.
Steph Curry says famously, either you're with me or you're not. Either get on the bus or go the blank away. He puts up a 50-piece in sack. Then you go to the Lakers and Lonnie Walker the fourth, not four, not five, not six.
Yeah, four.
And he put it on you and you lost to the Lakers. And yeah, that was it.
That was it.
Poole gone. Kuminga no longer a factor. Wiseman gone. And yeah, everything changed.
And that year we had something very rare happen, which was there was something going on behind the scenes, but it wasn't behind the scenes. Because somebody leaked a video. So when the Warriors couldn't win a road game, none of us were left to scratch our head and go, huh, what is it that happens when this team goes on the road together? We weren't left to wonder because Draymond Green had punched Jordan Poole in the face and nobody liked each other. You'll never convince me otherwise. I don't want to hear about, actually, two guys went to lunch together. There was such tension, clearly, for Steph to even need to say that, get on my back or don't get on the bus or whatever. There was such tension. They couldn't win a road game and it eventually got to them, even though he's so great, he was able to get them past the first round. Well, this year it feels a little bit similar. It's not just about the road because, they're winning some road games here or there.
Right. Right.
So I don't think it's that. I don't think it's like somebody just despises someone else or what have you. But something's wrong. The whole collective does not, it just doesn't add up. This same group was on a heater last spring. Same group, pretty much. Actually, there are additions to it that should be making it even better.
Yep.
DeAnthony Melton's on this team. Al Horford plays every 3 weeks. There are things happening here.
Right. Will Richard is making a contribution. Yeah.
This should be a better basketball team. I want to hear about age when they were good 7 months ago. Not that long ago. So, yes, they're old, but they were old then. They were old then, and they went famously 23-7
right,
with Jimmy Butler. So what's going on? And I've even heard whispers. I've heard whispers of the T word. The T word, which is the word that I told you in the offseason was going to be present.
Trade.
If they didn't know, not that T word. Toxic.
Oh, boy. Shout out Britney Spears.
Well, I've heard whispers, and I don't mean from like fans in the 18th row. I mean whispers from people who cover the National Basketball Association. And the word toxic, same thing. It doesn't mean somebody punched somebody in the face. I just think there are a lot of different opinions.
Agendas.
Totally.
Yep.
So even the Joe Lacob email is clue number, I don't know, not number one, probably clue number
seven?
Eight.
Yep.
Yeah, where it's like, I think they should be doing this. And Jimmy Butler's over in the corner. He's like, I think we should be doing this. Steph Curry's sitting here going, well, we probably should be doing this. And then there's Draymond, and there's Steve Kerr, and there's assistants, and there's Mike Dunleavy, who's shopping, and all
You're
of this.
You're leaving somebody out.
Who am I leaving out?
Kuminga.
Well, sure, we know. Actually, he's one of the only ones I know what he's thinking.
Yep.
Bleep this. And by the way, I'm going to say this for the 48th time for this too-hot-to-touch issue, he's handling it like an absolute superstar human being. I don't know if
what
you saw.
What we see, yes.
What we see, but yeah. Do you see his Instagram story last night?
No, I missed it. I don't follow him on the gram.
Bunch of pictures from the game. Dub City. Big win.
Nice.
Right. Like, there's no Ayuk stuff going on.
They played 13 guys, and none of them were named Jonathan, nor were they named Kuminga.
Right.
And you got, I mean, you even got 10 minutes for Patty Spence. And Buddy got 11, and GP got 10, and everybody but JK. So, yes, there's something going on. There's more going on probably than what we actually really know about. But it's funny what you said about the road, because I did a little bit of a deep dive on the Warriors this year, and I looked at quality wins, wins against teams with a better record than them, and better by more than just a notch. Like, Cleveland's 18-16. I didn't count that as a good win.
Well,
but you beat the Lakers, 20-10. You beat Denver, 22-10. And you beat San Antonio twice, 23-9.
Okay.
That's four good wins.
Yeah.
And three of them were on the road. And they all were pretty much earlier in the year. The bad losses? Losses to teams with records that are worse than you by more than just a skosh. At Portland, at Milwaukee, at Indy, at Sac. You lost at Portland again. You lost at Philly, which I didn't really count because they're 16-14,
yeah.
And you lost to Portland again. So of all your losses, a lot of them are on the road, and you are patently not a good road team. You're 7-12 on the road. You're 10-4 at home, and that's why I was telling you earlier in our show thread, it's time to boogie. They have 12 games coming up. 10 of them are at home. You've got at Charlotte, at the Clippers. The other 10 are all at home,
mm-hmm.
And the teams you face have a winning percentage of 472. So if you look at the next games coming up, you've got OKC, fine, tough game. You've got the Knicks at home, tough game. And you've got Toronto, a 20-win team, also at home. Beyond that, you've got a bunch of like middle feeders and bottom feeders. So I get it. There's a lot going on. It's toxic. JK days in 16 days. You played 13. He didn't play. Whatever's going on, now's the time. Warriors, go 9-3. In the next 12, and show us you're real.
You're absolutely right. Utah's coming. Sacramento's coming. Yep. Atlanta's coming. Portland's coming.
I mean, I know.
So that's a loss.
A nightmare.
Anyway, Charlotte's coming. Miami's coming. They're all coming to the Bay Area here in the next 3 weeks. Yes, beat them. Beat them. But spoiler alert, they won't.
Well,
they'll win some of them. They're not going to win as many as you want them to.
I look at these 12, and I think if you are real, like nothing worse than 8-4 will do.
Okay.
If 8-4 gets you to 25-20, and you'll be past JK Day, and you will be, you know, in the back nine of the season, and you'll at least be where, okay, you'll probably still be the 8 seed, but right now, they're 4 games back of the 6, and they're 4 games ahead of the 11. You are on no man's land.
Yeah.
My guy.
Well, the good news is they're in no danger, by the way, of not being in the play-in tournament. That's what's different this year about the Western Conference. Like last year.
Yeah, I mean, they're in little danger, but it's
not really.
They're 4 games ahead of Utah.
Yeah.
You're 4 games out of the 6. So you're kind of, that's where you sit right now.
Yeah, but I look at that as like, okay, I mean, Utah is 12-19. Like, they're not going to come get you.
Probably not.
They're not going to come get you. You know, I mean, are you scared of Dallas? Because I know that they've got big names and maybe people think that's going to change. They're 12-22. The Clippers are 10-21. These teams are not coming to get you. So I really don't see a scenario. Even Portland is 14-19, and what would they be if they didn't get to play the Warriors? Honestly,
they'd be 11-19.
Exactly. So like,
and they also beat the Thunder. So
yeah, there's not great teams there, and so I don't worry about the Warriors not at least being a play-in tournament team. But geez, what a low goal. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That, what a low goal. And so they may do that. They may go 8-4. Looking at that schedule and it all being at home, and therefore you get to rest and be in your own bed and all that stuff. But I want to at least attempt to start digging into where's everybody at. Because 17-16 just suggests to me you got a lot of disagreement. You have a lot of disagreement going on inside the building. I think the Warrior organization probably mirrors what it looks like here on 95.7 The Game. You can get a call from San Jose. You can get a call from Oakland. You get a call from Santa Rosa. And you're going to get a call from in the city. And it's going to be four different opinions. Oh, it's 50% Kerr and Kuminga. And then, oh, it's all Kerr. And then, oh, Kuminga's a loser. Like, I mean, it's just, and I think that the Warrior organization might be the exact same. They are not on the same page. I don't know who's right, wrong, or even what the topic is. You're not on the same page.
Right.
And you won't convince me otherwise.
And you won't do anything until you figure out how you get everyone on the same page. And if that means Kuminga dealt, other people dealt, Draymond dealt, whatever you have to do, this has to get fixed because Steph Curry's playing awesome, Jimmy Butler's playing solid, and you deserve better.
Monster game Saturday. Did you see the uniforms the Niners are wearing? I'm not even a uniform guy. But
no,
it's like,
no.
Whew, they're wearing all black.
All black.
Okay. Head to toe. Saturday night. Okay? And the place to be to watch and hang with Lo Neal and Evan Giddings is Laughing Monk Brewing right down the street from the stadium. Yep, if you're going to the game, the free shuttle will be there back and forth. Got to sign up at 957thegame.com and do it quick because the spots go fast. Again, go sign up at 957thegame.com. We're sponsored by Safeway, and it's time to start digging. Let's do it with Nick Friedell, our guy on the Dubs beat, coming up next on Withered and Dips.
Head to Safeway this week for the Signature Select 80% Lean Ground Beef Mega Pack. 6 pounds or more, just $3.99 per pound. Clip coupons from the weekly mailer or download them from the Safeway app. See you in the aisles.
Thinking about selling your house but hesitant to move during the holidays? Imagine finalizing your sale now, enjoying the holidays, and move later. Call Wedgewood Homes to discuss your options. Do you want to downsize, relocate, or selling an inherited property? Does your house need repairs or updates? Wedgewood Homes buys homes as is. No repairs, no commissions, no hassle. Secure your future plans and move forward with a no-obligation, all-cash offer from Wedgewood Homes. Close in as little as 3 days. Or enjoy the holiday season and move after the new year. Skip the stress of a traditional listing that can be slow and unpredictable. Lock in your sale now with a firm offer from Wedgewood Homes with no last-minute price drops like other cash buyers. Call 415-888-9432 for your no-obligation all-cash offer. 415-888-9432. 415-888-9432. 9432 or wedgewoodhomes.com, the Bay Area's trusted home buyer.
The holiday rush continues at your California Ford dealers. The Ford year-end sell-a-thon is on. Now through January 2nd, get our best offers across the most popular Ford trucks and SUVs. From America's best-selling Ford F-Series trucks for 48 years, the legendary F-150 and Super Duty, to the Bronco family of SUVs, for those who don't wait for adventure to begin. Plus, all-electric standouts like the Mustang Mach-E and F-150 Lightning. And Explorer and Escape, the perfect balance of comfort, capability, and everyday versatility. Get ready to power through whatever the season brings in a Ford. But don't wait. These year-end sell-a-thon savings won't last. The clock's ticking. The lots are moving. And these are the season's biggest savings on an incredible selection of Ford vehicles. Rush in before the sell-a-thon and the savings are over January 2nd. Get to your California Ford dealers today. Claim based on 1977 to 2024 calendar year industry reported total.
Xfinity is the network you can rely on. Like a close friend who will give it to you straight. The friend who will tell you that new haircut, it's not great. Friends make sure friends get good haircuts. And Xfinity makes sure you get a good deal on Wi-Fi. Xfinity gives you reliable, fiber-powered Wi-Fi at our best price. This holiday season through January 4th, get gig-speed Wi-Fi for just $50 a month for 5 whole years. No strings, no commitments. Just super-fast, reliable gig-speed Wi-Fi with our best equipment and unlimited data included. Save yourself from questionable decisions and save over Verizon and AT&T. Xfinity. Imagine that. Restrictions apply. Requires paperless billing and auto pay with stored bank account. Taxes and fees extra. Xfinity Internet powered by fiber and connected to premises by coaxial cable. Actual speeds vary.
The following is an attorney advertisement. If you get sidelined by your workplace injury, the workers' compensation attorneys at Boxer and Gerson can help you get back in the game. Our team of skilled attorneys will fight by your side for the treatment and compensation you deserve. We care about justice for injured workers. That's what makes us Northern California's premier workers' comp law firm. Call Boxer and Gerson at 510-835-8870 or visit boxerlaw.com for a free consultation. Boxer and Gerson, your life is worth the fight.
95.7 The Game is proud to be introducing the inaugural Bay Area Host Committee Impact Awards, presented by PNC Bank, celebrating those driving change in the Bay Area. We congratulate Lindsay Kaufman, founder and coach of Girls Unite and winner of the Sports Business Champion Award.
That's really what I want, is to know that their story, their journey matters, and that they can, when they become a little older, carry the torch in different ways.
Stay tuned this month as 95.7 The Game celebrates all of these prestigious Bay Area Host Committee Impact Award winners.
We've all been there, sleepless nights, wondering if your business's security service is really protecting what matters. At Bay Alarm, we can put your security insecurities to bed. Our advanced technology and personalized support ensure you can rest easy knowing we're here for you. BayAlarm.com.
Nationwide is so much more than a great insurance company. They're one of America's largest financial services companies. Like how I'm more than just Peyton Manning. I'm also Motivating Manning. When I say insurance, you say financial services. Insurance. Now, when I say Nationwide, you say is both. Nationwide. Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Investment Services Corporation, member FINRA, Columbus, Ohio.
It all comes down to this, folks.
Yep, the entire season is on the line.
But my throat has officially thrown in the towel.
Sounds like you need Vicks VapoCool drops. They're max strength and vaporized sore throat pain. VapoCool.
Whoa! These VapoCool drops hit fast!
Speaking of fast, did you just see that play?
Yeah, he vaporized that ball.
That pun should have come with a penalty.
Vaporize sore throat pain with Vicks VapoCool drops. Use as directed.
VapoCool! Hey, it's Brian Baldy here. At the Home Depot, Makita tools are built for the pros who show up early, who don't do shortcuts, only precise cuts, who know the job's only done when it's done right. With tools built to last, job after job, year after year, performance that pays off. When the job calls for the best, call on Makita. Built to be the best. Available at the Home Depot. How pros get more done.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there is no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
I mean, Mark, it's so good to hear y'all's voices. And Mr. Dibs, I mean, it's just been way too damn long. So it puts a smile on my face.
On 95.7 The Game.
Nick Friedell's on video. He's on YouTube. He's wearing a Cubs hat.
Yeah.
So he's put away, first of all, he's put away the Buccaneers hat, and I get it. So that's exciting.
Boy.
But he's wearing a Cubs hat, which made, I had a question that I was going to maybe throw at you for our last show of the year at the end of the show.
All right.
Is baseball still happening? When's the last time you saw a tweet about something, oh, like so-and-so signed with, you know, the Marlins?
I get emails every day.
What happened to the winter meetings? What happened to the hot stove?
It's now the not stove. And I know this about our Giants, and Nick Friedell coming up in 28 seconds, but every email I get from the Giants is $12 tickets, buy them now. $10 tickets, don't miss them. $8 tickets, get them while they're hot.
I'm going to start replying to those emails. Sign a player, and maybe I will.
I'm waiting for another couple weeks of inactivity before it's like, $3 tickets, we'll pay you. That's how I know what the Giants are doing.
I'm waiting for the email of like, do you want to play second base?
Yeah.
I'll listen. Let's go out to the River Islands guest line. Because it is. It's Odyssey Sports NBA insider Nick Friedell. Check out all of Odyssey's newest sports podcasts on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. He loves the Cubs. He loves the Bucks, and knows the Warriors. Hi, Nick. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. How are we doing?
Right back at you, my man. And what I would say quickly to Mr. Dibbs' point about the Giants, this is the first time in my life, I'm 42 years old, I've ever had this happen. This is like, I want to say 3-4 weeks ago, the Warriors were on the road somewhere. There's a road trip. I looked down at my cell phone and it says SF Giants. And I'm thinking, who the hell is calling me from the Giants? But because the caller ID popped up that way, I went, all right, I'm answering this one. And I pick up and they're like, is this Nick? And I'm like, yeah. And they're like, hey, we saw that you came to the park a few times last year, and we'd just like to offer you a chance to buy some more tickets. And I said, hold on. This is my cell phone. Whatever list I'm on, take me off of, please. Never in my lifetime, and I mean, I've been going to games my whole life, have I ever seen a team call me up on my cell phone and be like, hey, you want to buy some tickets? So I don't know what the hell is going on, but that was as forward as I can ever remember any team being. And way worse than the emails of, hey, we'd love to see you back at the park.
I love the phrase, offer you the chance to buy some tickets. I'm like, you don't need to offer that. There's an internet. We don't need you. We can cut out the middleman. But anyway, I don't want to go too far down the not stove area where we find ourselves. Nick Friedell, let's talk some Warrior basketball. I want to leave this as open-ended as possible. You're tapped in, you're dialed in. I was just telling Dibs about 5 minutes ago, I feel like something's going on. I don't know if toxic is too big of a word. I feel like this is just my spidey senses watching a team that should be better. It feels like there are a lot of different opinions in the room, from ownership to the staff to the players. This is not just about Kuminga. And so it feels like something in the locker room is not clicking. Nick, can you confirm or deny?
I would tell you, Mark, that I think your spidey sense is on, in the sense that not everybody's all on the same page. And what I would say in context of that is, let's see what happens at the deadline. Because I think the veterans, the younger guys, everybody's kind of like, all right, let's see what happens tonight. Let's see if we make the last couple shots in the close game that we know we're going to play. Let's see if we can pull out a win that shouldn't ever be that close, or are we going to blow it like they did the other day in Toronto? I think this team absolutely needs to hit a reset, and I'm with you. I don't think it's just Kuminga, but the soap opera and the drama that has followed that whole storyline absolutely has an impact on everybody day to day. Now, in fairness to Jonathan and in his defense, as far as that goes, I think he is handling it publicly about as well as you could. He's not playing. He hasn't played well when he has been out there recently, and it's just not working for him. He knows that the divorce is coming. But that has an impact on everybody else. Because when you know that not every single person is pulling in the same direction, you're going to look around that room and go, okay. And part of the problem, as we've talked about throughout the first few months here, is after you get past Steph and to a lesser extent, Jimmy, night to night, you don't know who is going to show up and play at the same level every time. That is another problem. So I don't think, Mark, to your question, that it's toxic to a point where they can't recover from it. I do think the changes are coming heading into the trade deadline, and I'll be curious to see how the room feels after that is all accomplished, no matter what they decide.
And forget the people who they need. What actual archetypes or players do they need? We know it'd be great to have a center so Draymond doesn't have to play there very much. We know they need shooting. They need length. What else do they possibly need that they can actually get in February?
They'd love to get somebody, Mr. Dibbs, who can create their own shot, because they only really have two of those guys, it appears, night to night. And one of them is Steph Curry, who is inching closer to 40, and one of them's Jimmy, who's like 36 years old. So first and foremost, you need some guys who can score a little bit more. After that, you'd love to have some more size and some guys that can stretch things out, but, you know, Horford finally hit a few shots on Christmas Day. If he can give you something in the second half, you'd feel a lot better about where they're at in the moment. After that, and guys, we'll be having this conversation in the next few weeks. What's interesting to me is all the Warriors fans out there want to say, all right, make this trade. Let's make this happen. You start looking at the numbers, and this is where we need to give a public service announcement again. They're hard capped. To try and make a deal in the middle of the season as a team that's hard capped and can't add that much money and has to give out what it takes back, that is very difficult. So Kuminga and Buddy Hield and Moses Moody, you know, how does somebody like Jeremy Grant sound, just in theory? Is that much of an upgrade? Because, again, you have to match up what you're doing salary-wise. You can throw on a couple extra picks here and there, and that will be a sweetener. But I caution anybody who thinks that some kind of magic fix is on the way. But, Mark, this goes back to how you started us off today. The reality is, if you clear out Kuminga and you move around some salaries and you get in at least another player that Steve Kerr trusts, especially later in games, well, then you're making a step forward just like that, because Kuminga's not playing at all. And that's $25 million slot sitting on the bench. So there are lots of different ways in which they can improve, Dibs, but I just don't see a Jimmy-type move from last season coming in and being able to save the cap situation, especially that they're in right now.
Talking with Odyssey Sports NBA insider Nick Friedell, our good friend, cousin Nick. Check out all of Odyssey's newest sports podcasts on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Nick, when you play 13 guys and Jonathan is still not one of them, I have to ask this. Is he not playing for the reason that Steve says, or is he not playing because they know he's gone and they don't want to get him hurt?
I would think it's probably a little of both at this point, Mark. When you watch Jonathan, he's just not playing with a lot of confidence right now. And again, you can understand that because he really hadn't been playing that much. And he had the opportunity early. He didn't play well after the first couple of weeks. He got hurt. We all know the story. But I absolutely...
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress, Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcast.
Absolutely. I think there's a piece of this right now that's, hey, look, we know what this is. If for some reason he were to go out there and get hurt, well, then whatever move we wanted to make, that's probably gone. So it's a tough balance in the moment for Kerr. But the takeaway to me, and again, I can only go off of what I've seen the first 2-3 months here, is Kerr clearly just doesn't think Kuminga can give them the best chance to win. And that's been obvious maybe for a while, but it's certainly obvious right now. If you know that and you have other guys that you can plug into that spot, and you know that there is a very good chance that Kuminga isn't on this team after the deadline, well, then I think we're in the situation that they're in the moment. But when you watch them, I will defend Kerr as far as the Kuminga stuff goes with this. Mark, the Warriors need all the help they can get night to night. If Steve Kerr legitimately thought that Jonathan Kuminga could help them and he was the best option that he had out of the options that he does have, I think he would play him. But now he hasn't played in so long, and they're inching closer to January 15th and whatever happens over those next couple weeks. All of the factors in play and the variables are the reason why Kuminga is sitting where he's at.
And you talk to people around the league, Nick. Has any of this like changed his impression from other teams? Has it changed his value on the trade market? Or do teams kind of know who he is regardless of whether or not Steve Kerr plays him?
Tibbs, if you are acquiring Jonathan Kuminga, you believe that he is a different type of player than what he's been able to show to this point with the Warriors. If you're acquiring Kuminga, you're not sitting there going, oh, well, he didn't really play much these first couple months of the season, because if you're, again, bringing him onto your team, you're believing in something that Kerr and the Warriors just don't see. And more power to Jonathan if he can go to that next team and start dominating and being the player that he believes he can be, his agent believes he can be. That's the beauty of pro sports. One door closes, another one's going to open up for him somewhere, and he's going to, in theory, get the chance to go do all the things that he wants to do. But I don't believe, as I talk to people around the league, that there's some dramatic shift now where you're not going to be able to move him, or people still aren't going to feel like they can't change him in their system. Because if you believed in the talent, you believed in it a long time ago, and nothing that's happened in the last couple months is going to sway you off that too much.
Nick, just real quick to kind of like put a bow on at least the tone of what we've already been saying. Does Steve Kerr still have this locker room? Is everybody, I mean, not Jonathan, I get that, but like, does Steve Kerr still have this whole thing in line?
I believe so. In my opinion, he still has the room, and Mark, in large part, he still has the room because he has Steph. I mean, Steph, in so many ways, is the center of everything, but he's the heartbeat of everything that team does day to day. Steph has not done anything except be loyal to Steve Kerr and vice versa. I believe from what I see day to day that Kerr still has that voice and has the hold on the group. Now, you look at the record and you go, all right, well, they're mediocre and they're kind of going nowhere. I can understand why fans might think otherwise, and let's see what happens towards the rest of the year. But I think Kerr has won at such a high level and been there so long, and he handled the Draymond situation in the last week the way that he did. I don't see him having lost the group in any way.
Yeah, what do you make of that? It feels like Steve is real quick, just over the last week and a half, to step to the podium and like blame himself. Is that is there some strategy to that as well?
I would tell you anecdotally, Mark, in the damn near two decades I've been covering the league, never in my life have I seen a post-practice press conference the day before Christmas turn the way that it did and have Kerr be as open as he was, as honest as I felt like he was, and as in-depth as he was about not only the Draymond situation, but all the things that kind of have led up to how this season has played out. And looking back on, hey, we're not the 17 Warriors. We are, and he said the words, fading dynasty. You guys have been talking about it all along, as you should be. That was the most in-depth post-practice press conference I've ever seen covering the league. And the fact that it's happening as this season, I don't want to say is going down the tubes, but it's just kind of sputtering in place. They are supremely mediocre. I think the reason that Kerr, if I'm watching all this the way that I feel like I am, is coming to the defense not only of Draymond, but to everybody, is he can see that the players on the whole, and again, this goes back to the first part of our conversation, are a little rattled. This team was not supposed to be 500. They were not supposed to be dropping games in Toronto where they were up 7 with a minute 43 left, and you're going, well, what the hell are they doing? I do think he knows that the psyche of the group isn't feeling so great. So he's trying to take as much pressure as he possibly can off of them on a nightly basis. The larger issue, though, and this is where I push back on anyone who says, oh, Kerr doesn't know what he's doing. He hasn't figured out the rotations. He hasn't done this or that. It's not that he's above criticism. It's that I am sitting there watching this every night going, I just don't know how much talent is actually on the roster. And when you have a talent issue in the NBA that you can't overcome on a regular basis, I don't know what else that you do. So I think they've just got to ride out what they have for the moment, hope that they can find lightning in a bottle again towards the deadline. But I do think it's very interesting how he's responding to these situations, because there is a lot more depth within guys than I have ever seen from any coach midway through what appears to be a very average season.
Yeah, and you talk about a fading dynasty. Is there any chance that, you know, they part with Kuminga and maybe Buddy or something else, and they get an expiring guy they can use as a salary slot next year and also maybe get a pick and start to turn this thing toward a rebuild?
I don't think so, Dibs, and I don't think so because Steph is still playing at the level that he's at. So long as Steph is at that level, the big R word, rebuild, I don't think you are going to hear it much within. If they were rebuilding, they wouldn't have gone out and gotten Horford. They wouldn't have made the moves that they made leading into this season, even if we all acknowledge that this season probably isn't heading the direction that if you're a Warriors fan, you'd want it to. What they would point to, Dibs, is they'd say, okay, look at the defensive efficiency ratings, the offensive efficiency ratings, and look at those plus-minus numbers, and you're seeing a group that should be about two wins better than what they are. And guys, NBC Bay Area had a really good graphic late in that game last night. Out of all those games that they've blown leads in the fourth quarter, they had so many of those games. Toronto game comes to mind. The game that really is the red flag to me is that Portland game where Steph had 12 threes. The aura that this group had, the almost invincibility at times, and maybe it was in 17 and way back in time, but they still had it with Steph playing at such a high level. That's gone now. When this group walks into an arena, it's like, all right, we're going to get this team because they've gotten us for so many years, and we're not afraid of them anymore. And when you have a game where Steph is dropping 12 threes and you can't win, you have a really, really big problem. All of that is to say, I don't think that a rebuild's coming because they know they want to ride this out as far as it can possibly go. And when you have Steph at the level he's at, you're going to try like hell to find some sort of puzzle piece on the fly that's not there right now.
The Toronto game, if you just inbound the ball in Philadelphia, there's that one. And then, yes, there's Curry scoring 48 in Portland and losing. If you just win those, you're 20-13. That's it. If you just win those.
That's the problem. And if you're the Warriors and you're Mike Dunleavy and that staff, that's what you're thinking about. If you turn around two or three of those games, the narrative that is circulating about this group is completely different. But this is pro sports, and it's a bottom line business, and you either win or lose, and they've lost just too much. The real problem for them, though, is they have lost so many of these tight games that they're going into the exact situation that they never wanted to be in the first place. And that's a play-in team that is likely, and the Jokic injury certainly changes the dynamic there, but it's likely that you're facing OKC or Denver if he's not out that long and he returns. And if you do that, guys, they're just not going to beat those two teams if everybody's healthy. You might catch a break somewhere, fine. Assuming health, they're not beating one of those two teams in the first round. So you have gotten into the situation you didn't want to be in. That's why it is so critical for them to keep winning games. But the problem, again, is let's say they win tomorrow and they win in Charlotte and they come back. Well, then they're facing the Thunder. The only thing anybody's going to remember, guys, is that they blew that game in Toronto. No way in hell should they have lost that game. But they did, and they've done it a lot this season. So there are reasons why they are the team that they are. They'll tell you, hey, the defense is holding on. We feel like we're starting to get a rotation in place. We're going to make a move or two at the deadline. Give us a little more time. But it was never supposed to get to that point with this team so late in the season already.
I was just thinking real quick. I don't have the schedule fully memorized. They host Utah on Saturday night, but that's it's a night game. So I imagine you and Steph can watch the Bucks Panthers game during the day together, right?
It does crack me up because now that, and we've talked about it a couple times the last couple weeks, I've talked to him about being a Panthers fan. And it's actually, I respect the hell out of it because as a Bucks fan, I used to go to the games with my grandpa at the old Sombrero. I mean, I've been going to these games for 35 years. Steph and Del Curry is one of the first Panthers season ticket holders. I mean, this dude is a legit Carolina Panthers fan. He cares about what's going on with that team. When they're playing and the Warriors are warming up or he's going through his routine, he's got his eye on the TV or on YouTube checking out what's happening in the Panthers game. I mean, he's the most famous Panthers fan going. So I am sure that he and I will cross paths on Saturday and be watching some of that game. But, Mark, the problem is the Bucks have screwed this thing up so badly that even if they go and beat the Steph Panthers, they still aren't guaranteed
still
to win
because
they need New Orleans to go beat Atlanta on Sunday. So I don't want to say I've checked out because no loyal fan ever checks all the way out.
Right.
But I'm so mad at them that I can't believe that they're in this spot.
They shouldn't be. Watch out for Tyler Shuck, by the way, against Atlanta. They're gonna beat the Falcons. Go. Yeah,
8-9, man. That's pretty exciting. all right, Nick. Thanks, my friend. Great stuff as always.
Guys, Happy New Year. It's always great to be with you, and I'll talk to you next week.
Yep. Happy New Year. That was Odyssey Sports NBA Insider Nick Friedell. Of course, check out all of Odyssey's newest sports podcasts on Spotify or Apple Podcast. There's a lot to react to there. There's also a lot to react to with the 49ers practice report.
Okay.
So we should do that next because there's some pretty interesting stuff on it, both good and not so good. So we'll get you set with all of that. Stay tuned right where you are. And Greg Cosell in a half hour. 888-957-9570. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. It's Willard and Dibs.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.